You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's good? This is Chris Stiles. This is Trapping Anonymous. Welcome back. Welcome back. Interesting stuff for you today. Interesting topics, as always. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain. They're here to educate. We'll just keep you a little homie off the streets. Make sure you follow Chris Stiles on Twitter, on Instagram. Make sure you follow Trapping Anonymous on Instagram. Make sure you follow Breakbeat. Shout out to everybody keeping the movement moving. Really appreciate it. Make sure you go rate Trapping Anonymous number one. Leave a nice little comment. Share it with your friends. Let's keep going viral, baby. We appreciate all the support. It's only entertainment. Don't get me indicted. My name is Chris Stiles, Trapping Anonymous. Let's get it. What the hell is a cuckoldress?
A cuckoldress is...
cuckoldress.
Yes.
Sorry.
A cuckoldress is a woman that's in a cuckold relationship where she has a boyfriend, a husband, but she does not have sexual relations with that person. She has sex with other people.
But a cuckold is like a guy that watches his wife have sex with another man.
They don't necessarily have to watch. It could be the thought of her having sex with someone else. Me being here with guys will turn the guy on. Sometimes they do watch. Sometimes they just want to know about it. Or cucks are guys who don't want to have sex at all, usually. They don't want to have sex with their spouse. So they'll wear like a cage or, yeah, won't have sex.
Where does that sort of come from? I'm sure you speak to a lot of these sort of men. So why don't they want to, one, have sex? And not that you could speak for them, but in your experience.
So I asked guys this question. And a lot of the guys that are cucks that I know of, they're people in power. So one is a doctor. One is, should I say where he works, Abby? I told you where he works. He works for a really big company that's been in the news a lot lately. And he's trying to save them. So he's overseas and he's trying to save them right now because they're going really bad here in America. And it's a really, really big company that I'm sure we all shopped on.
Amazon.
So it's a really big company that I'm sure we all shopped on. and he's one of the higher ups for that company. And his thing is he's always in power. He's been in power. And a lot of men say this, that girls throw pussy at them because of who they are, how much money they have. They just want a girl who's like, you're a piece of shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about you. I actually, besides that video, I text the guy back and forth asking him why he was into this. They just want someone who's mean to them because people roll out the red carpet for them. And so they just want a bitch.
It's crazy. You always want what you can't have or what you don't have, right? So that's sort of conundrum or dichotomy that is just like, give me that. Since I don't have that, since I don't experience that, you know what I mean? Give me that. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't have, but I don't think that I want. But then I don't want to explore it, right? Because then I don't want to find out that I actually do want it.
That you like it.
And then you go down the
That's what happened to me. It's like, why don't I get used to this?
How did this happen to you?
I posted my feet, actually. I just got a pedicure, and I posted a picture of my feet up on my dashboard.
Which is not uncommon. Women do it all the time.
And so he wrote me and was like, I'll PayPal you money if you just tell me to give you money. And I was like, this guy's lying. He's like, there's this thing called financial domination. Just tell me to give you my money, and I'm gonna give you my money. So I was like, give me your money. He's like, what's your PayPal? And he sent me money.
How much was it?
$100.
What?
Yeah.
And you know it has something to do with the feet being in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, he had a foot fetish. And then he was also into being a pay pig, which is in financial domination. It's someone who just gives over their paycheck, all their money. He used to send me his paycheck every week.
How much was it?
Oh, he was over in, like he said, he was a broke student. And where he went to school, they gave him like a weekly like allowance. It was like $300, $400.
Wow, and you would get that every.
Yeah, because he didn't have to pay for anything.
Did
So,
you have to talk to him?
yeah, we would Skype.
Okay, often?
Yeah.
How often?
Once a week.
I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah. If he wanted my attention, he would have to like send me money. And then that's how he got my
How
attention.
old are you at this time?
How old was I? That was 10 years ago, so 28.
Wow. It 38?
I'm 38, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look great for 38.
Thank you.
So you're like, hold up, I could get paid to just tell someone to pay me. And once that door opened, you sort of didn't look back.
Yeah, I love it. I did like dominatrix stuff in a strip club when I was younger, where it was like kicking a guy in the nuts, which really wasn't my thing, but he paid well. So that's the only reason why I was like, I'm not really like physically abusive, but like verbally I am. They like to be called all types of names. And I will kick a guy and like slap him around and spit in his face.
So if you give me an example, like, what do you mean? Like, how do you?
Do you want me to read something that
Oh, you write it down?
I sent something to someone today.
Okay, yeah, if you don't mind.
Oh no, I didn't send it today. It deleted. It was on Snap. They like to be called bitches. I can't say the F word.
Why not?
Cause it's if I say the F word, people are gonna hang us.
Oh, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
They like to be called that.
You know, it's crazy because when you first said the F word, I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
Yeah, I was
well,
like,
and then, yeah. But then now, like, no, we're in different times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like to be called that word a lot. A lot of guys like to be called that word. Tell them that I'm gonna spit in their face, force buy, like make them suck dick. They all claim to be straight and will never have sex with a man unless the girl says to do it, and if the girl's turned on by it, they're like, I just want to know that it's turning you on.
I had an episode with a slave, and he literally was okay with a guy coming on his face. He wasn't gay, but if she wanted a guy to come on his face.
That's these cucks too.
Okay, so there was something going on with you that you even was into kicking a guy in his nuts for some money when you said you were really young. What did you get out of that? It was just the money for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And how old were you at that time?
19, 18, 19.
Okay. But this op sort of opened you up to the BDSM world.
Yeah, and that was only that then and there, and it didn't like happen again for like a while.
Are you in traditional relationships or like vanilla relationships?
Vanilla relationship. Yeah, I do vanilla relationships. And I've had some. I'm talking to a boy right now. I haven't told him about the cuckolding thing completely. He knows that I sell feet pictures, but trying to like ease him into the cuckolding
Do you have
thing.
kids?
Yeah, I have two.
How was that relationship with the father?
My kids' fathers? Oh, they're my bitches. No. I would say, yeah. They would say that they're not my bitches. It's not like a cuckold thing, but like.
It's funny. Women are usually turned off by guys that they can control. Traditionally. If a guy is too, what they call beta male, if he's like, if you could walk all over him, they're like, oh, this isn't the relationship for
So
me.
the thing is, these men believe that they're alpha males. And they're because in their everyday life they are the alpha male.
Right.
It's only in the bedroom there's someone completely different. You don't know what your friends do in the bedroom. So you have no idea if they're into this type of stuff. But you know, when you go out and you see them, they're an alpha, he's an alpha person, and he might go home and be someone's bitch. And you'll never know.
Have your relationships traditionally been with guys that they were your bitch?
No, I turned them into my bitch.
And you enjoy that?
Yeah. I love guys who are like, oh, I would never, ever like bend over backwards for a girl or like do certain things for a woman. Like, I'm gonna show you that I'm gonna make you do all that shit that you say you won't do.
So you don't get paid for this.
For cuckolding?
Yes.
No. It's like a real relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend thing. It's just in the bedroom. There's nothing going on in the bedroom.
I guess in my mind, I'm trying to figure out why you would just want to be in these relationships? No sex, and you don't like sex.
No, that's not it. It's I could choose to have sex with whoever I want to. He's always going to be faithful, like he'll never cheat. But I get to have sex with whoever I want to and not feel guilty about it. If I wanted to have sex.
Do you do that?
If I want to have sex, I will.
And how do you know he's not having sex?
Oh, because he's not into having sex. Some of them have to wear like cages on their penises. And like, I'll have the key. I'll give the key to someone else so they can't unlock it.
What was your childhood like?
I grew up in foster care and group homes.
Wow. I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm a daddy's girl. Like, my dad is amazing. I'm a daddy's girl.
But he gave you up.
No. No, he fought for me. I grew up in the 80s, where in the 80s, they weren't for dads having their kids, or specifically their daughters. They didn't think that a male could raise a female child.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel helpless?
No.
How did you feel being in the system?
I felt like I was always in control besides where I got to live. If I didn't like where I lived, I just told social services and they would move me. But I always felt like I controlled almost every house that I lived in.
And how did that make you feel? Because you said...
I feel like because I didn't have a say about where I was to like live, even though I would say like, I don't want to live here, they would just move me to another place and I didn't have a say until right. I didn't want to live there. I didn't like not being able to choose where I lived,
right.
But I was like cool with if I had a heart attack, then everything stopped.
Where did this power dynamic come from?
I think not having a lot of power right. growing up.
Right. So now you get high off of it. You just get shit faced off of it.
Yeah. That's like my alcohol of choice. I love teasing. I love being a flirt. And then just going home to sleep. She would tell you, I am a homebody. I would stay at home in my bedroom smoking constantly and just go online talking shit to guys.
And get off. Like that. Mm-hmm. Do you like masturbate while you do this?
No.
It's like, oh my God, I'm torturing somebody. Okay, so but you just do it because it's thrilling, it's exciting.
Yeah.
What happens when you want to get into a relationship? Do you ever want to get into a relationship? Or do you see yourself from now on just having a group of guys that just are at your beck and call?
Group of guys at my beck and call would be amazing. And then just one guy that I have sex with, but it has to be really good sex, would be a like really nice. But there's someone that I do like, the person that I'm talking to. I have to explain the whole cuckolding thing to him. If he was like, I would want to date you, but I don't like the cuckolding thing, I would probably cut one of the guys off. But
one of the guys?
The money's so good. But having like your bills paid. Well, it's not just like the money, like they pay for everything.
Oh, so you don't get paid, but you still get treated like a wife. Mm-hmm. So they pay your bills.
Pay bills, buy clothes, lunch. Yeah.
But what does it require of you? You know, what do you pay?
What do I get to tell them that they're pieces of shit, that they're worthless, they don't deserve their money. I'm a goddess, I deserve their money. They should worship me. Call them all types of bitches. Tell them, like the guy in the Netherlands, I will probably tell him to go like find a guy to hook up with and he'll go do it.
And you don't see the cost that it has on you?
I think it's like kind of damaged me from like vanilla stuff because I look at especially guys now, I look at them kind of sideways because even though that these guys say that they're straight, they're so like alpha masculine men, they'll be like, oh, I'm straight. But then if their wife is like, I want you to suck a dick, or girlfriend, or even just me saying, I want you to suck a dick, they're going to go suck a dick. And it would be, I can't dominate black men because I don't look at black men as someone beneath me. So it's really hard for me when a black man reaches out to me and I tell him like, I'm not into dominating black men. I'm so sorry. I have this one guy's really attractive. He's Haitian. He wants to be a dog that sucks dick. His dad's a pastor. Yeah.
You don't need me to go suck dick. Like, bro, if you want to go, yeah, you know, you
know. He does not say he's gay or bisexual. He's only doing it because he feels like it's going to turn me on. But he wants to be a dog also, like sleep in a cage.
Doesn't he also already call
names? I'm not going to say his name, the pastor's kid.
Why
don't
he call other names? Like,
I forget what dog name he wanted. Let's see.
Well, okay. So, is this just so bewildering? Like, I don't know. Like, it blows my mind. Maybe just because it's just not a society that I'm in or things that I'm involved in. But you think that every man.
I don't think that every man, but I look at them suspiciously.
No. Every man.
I question just, yeah.
Would you be with a bisexual man?
Oh, we had this conversation the other day, didn't we? I asked you that. Would I be with a bisexual guy? After being online and seeing guys that I would have never thought were bisexual or anything like that, seeing them asking to be someone's bitch, and like, I don't think I personally could date someone bisexual.
Why not?
My brother's bisexual. He says the best sex comes from a man. If he was like, I would be with a woman and I would cheat on her with a man, but if I'm with a man, I'm not cheating on the man. Almost every bisexual man that I know says that sex is better with a man. They get nastier, they like lick armpits and like stuff like that. I'm not licking nobody's armpit.
Most people that I ask that question to, most women, obviously, that I ask that question to, oh no, I can't date a bisexual man. And it's usually because of the cultural, you know, thing that sort of black people have. And I say black people because I feel like every other race is, well, not every other race, but like a white guy could say, I kissed a guy in college and you not think.
And it'd be okay.
He's gay.
We'll be like.
You'd be like, you gay, bro. You know what I'm saying?
There's no experimenting with black when it comes to sex at all.
Black men when it comes to
sex. And women too. We're called hoes if we decide to have sex one time.
Hold on. With women, if a woman decides to have sex with another woman.
Oh, that's acceptable.
It's acceptable. And you don't look at her as gay.
Unless you're in my family, it's not acceptable. I'm joking. My mom's a lesbian.
Oh.
Yeah.
And your actual mom.
Yes.
Okay, let's jump back to how do you end up in foster care? You know your mom, you know your dad, you seem to have a relationship with the two of them.
Yeah, my mom wasn't like a great mom.
Right.
But my dad was amazing. It's just my mom wasn't, she had a lot of kids. She wasn't like focused on working or taking care of her kids.
How many kids?
There was six of us at one point. Well, no, there was never six of us all together at one point. There was five at a time. I had a brother who passed away.
Okay. All right. What kind of mother are you?
What kind of mother am I? That's a good question. I'm loving. I'm big into hugging. I'm the total opposite of how I was raised. I'm big into like, I guess, gentle parenting. I talk to my kids, try to understand where they're coming from, put myself in their shoes, because when I was growing up, it was like, don't do this because I said so. Or, my mother would do things and tell me I couldn't do it, but she was doing it. It didn't make sense to me. So when I tell my kids not to do something, it's because I'm not doing it.
What was something that your mother did that told you not to do? And it kind of stuck with you?
I would say smoking. I never smoked cigarettes or drinking, having sex. Yeah.
Is it something else?
I was like a big fighter growing up, and my mom would tell me not to fight. But then if I did fight, she was one of those ghetto moms, was like, if you lose, I'm taking you back outside to fight. And then she would tell kids, like, go get your mother. They're going to sit here and watch you fight and get beat up.
You fought like that?
I used to fight a lot when I was younger.
Wow. Was it a lot of anger?
Yeah.
Or not, I wouldn't even say anger. It was like whenever I, again, told you this the other day, when I was bad, my mother would take me out and do things with me. If I was good, I didn't get the attention that I felt like I needed. So I would do bad things because I got attention.
How does all this happen from the group home?
Okay, so, man, I was in the group home for 3 years, then went back with my mother for a couple months, then went to foster care. But it was like, I was back and forth, foster care, group home, my grandmother, back to my mother, was like bouncing back and forth from the time I was like, the time I was born up until 20.
And your relationship with foster parents?
She's losing her mind right now. Hmm. So, but before it was really good until she started to lose her mind.
Define that. What do you mean?
She's a white woman who took in black kids. And I was like the first, like one of the first black kids that she took in. I wasn't like the first, but I was one of them. That wasn't like fully biracial. And you looked at me, you was like, yeah, that's a black child. And I came well put together. What I mean by that, I speak well. I'm clean, even though I'm messy now. I knew how to do things on my own. I came into the house and I was already like well established with how things were done. She had to teach every kid that came to her house how to like clean, how to do laundry, how to do this. And she was like, wait, so I don't have to teach you how to do anything. And she was shocked that I had a very active father. Now she's racist. So, yeah.
What's the wildest request that you have gotten as a cuckoldress?
Oh, pooping on someone.
Oh, okay.
I won't poop on someone.
Won't do that.
No.
But everything else is pretty much fair game.
Blood stuff I won't do. Oh no, I don't have this message anymore. This guy asked me to cut his penis off with his girlfriend, him and his girlfriend. They're both subs, which is submissives, and he asked if I castrated someone, and I was like, what? And I was like, oh, this is like role-playing, like a joke. And he's like, no, I've been looking for someone to castrate me. I'm like, ask your girlfriend, and she wants to watch it be done. But she can't do it. But they're seriously looking for someone to cut off his penis.
What's sort of the most money you've made for, like, I guess, the minimal amount?
Like, online? Oh, man. I sold a foot picture. It's really corny. It's a guys like pictures of someone, like, kneeling in front of me in my feet, like I'm getting a pedicure. And the ankle bracelet. Ankle bracelets mean a lot in BDSM. So as long as the ankle bracelet is showing, and it doesn't have to be like my full feet, and someone's knees or their hands on my feet, I sold that for like $500. And it was just one picture to one person.
You still got this client?
Yes.
And give me
I was just bitching because he didn't send me enough money the other night.
Look, give me an anklet. I'll be up there like, no, that's insane.
The right ankle, if I'm wearing an anklet on my right ankle and I'm with someone, that means that I'm available. And that someone could approach me, even though I'm in a relationship. It means I'm in a relationship, but I'm available. And guys could approach me because it's on the right one. If it's on the left one, then I'm not approachable. Don't come.
Who made that rule?
It's BDSM stuff.
How do you know that somebody is has it like that is into BDSM? Because in my mind, my lady just wants to wear it on the other leg.
That's what I thought.
And you come up to her.
So there's so many things that I thought was completely normal. Like the anklet, I've always worn it on my right ankle until someone told me, like, do you know what that means? I'm like, no. So I found that out a few months ago. There is the pineapple. Upside down pineapple means that someone's a swinger. So if someone's wearing a lot of pineapple jewelry, they might be a swinger. An ace of spade. I'm a queen. I would be considered a queen of spade. Queen of spade is someone who only has sex with black men. Will not have sex with a white man. So I would be considered a queen of spade. And it's considered, I guess now it's going to be considered a racist term soon. I'm not sure. But queen of spade, and then, so if you see someone with a spade on them, like a tattoo of a spade, right. A white woman, she is she's a queen of spade. She only fucks black guys. She might have a white husband and everything, but she's not having sex with them. And what else is there? Unicorns are single women that join couples.
There needs to be a class on all of this.
There should be a huge class.
Right? Like, now you're going to have me walking around looking at people like it's an Illuminati some shit or something.
You'd
like,
be surprised.
Looking for the signals and the codes and the, you know.
I went to a barbecue place a few weeks ago up where I live, and there was a spade there. And I asked the waitresses. I was like, do you know what that means? They're like, no. And so me and the person that I was with, they know BDSM. And so they were laughing about it. And so he told them what it meant. And the girl was like, oh no, the owner would never be into that, ever. Would never do that. The owner is a cuck, 100% a cuck. So she looks at the owner as someone who would never be into cuckolding. And I was like, yeah, I could get it because I know who it is from the website that we're on. And I was like, that's funny because she thinks that he's not, and he totally is.
It's crazy that they have to sort of operate sort of like at the secret level of society because it's something that's so like, oh my God, you do what? And you can't live a regular life and still be into all of this stuff without being judged. So they sort of have to come up with all of these, you know, codes so that they can obviously live in both. What website are you on? What is this website for? What is
FetLife.
Okay.
FetLife.com.
And describe it for me.
It is basically MySpace for naked people and people into different kinks and BDSM. Hmm. There's a ton of different kinks that I did not know existed.
What is some that you were just like mind blown about?
The diaper thing. People like wetting diapers. They go to the bathroom on themselves and want someone to change them like a baby. The animal thing. People like to have sex with aliens. So they'll have like an alien dildo. Yeah.
You told me that you were asexual.
Asexual.
When was...
Okay, so I would
How
be considered...
How are you asexual? You...
I would be considered gray sexual, but it's on the asexual spectrum. So gray sexual is someone who has sex...
Oh, hold on. How do you know all this shit?
The BDSM site.
Gotcha.
And then with the whole new thing, everyone being politically correct, I'm not going to say what I do for a living because then it'd like give away kind of sort of who I am if I send people this link, like, oh, look up this link so that you know about the things that I do. So I do something really, I have a really, really good career. And yeah, I've had customers come in and talk about it. It's really nice because people just open up to me.
Yeah. I mean, you're easy to talk to, right? Like,
and I have to be in the type of business that I am because I wouldn't make money if I don't get people to like me.
Got you. Grayscale.
Graysexual.
Graysexual, sorry.
So graysexual is a spectrum of asexuality. So asexual is someone who probably never has sex, doesn't have the desire to have sex. Graysexual is someone who, like, I could go months without having sex. I could go years without having sex. But when I want sex, I'm going to go have sex.
And
like this one boy I want really bad.
So why don't you just get him?
I don't know him that well. So I'm getting to know him.
Does he know that you just want to have sex with him?
I don't just want to have sex with him.
I actually kind of like him.
So could he be the one?
No.
So you just want to have fucking sex with him?
Yeah. Hang out with him and stuff and get to know him.
Okay. All right. So,
gosh, I can't even send this to him now.
Why? I mean, look, he's
probably gonna think I'm talking about someone else anyway.
Or just do it after you have sex.
Yeah.
So that it's just not weird.
I feel like he blew his chance though.
So, okay, I'm not gonna ask you to specify that, but what do you think that comes from? How are you able to go year? So I was reading this one book, and it just told me that sex is like more powerful than any drug, right? Because it's the one time that a man and a woman are one, right? We all long for a union and just to be one. A man is a half, a woman is a half. When we have sex, we become whole. And that's why it's so such a euphoric feeling. What do you think that comes from? How are you so desensitized by sex? What is that? How are you able to
BDSM? Go BDSM. And like being bombarded with sex constantly. And yeah, since I like do it for work, I guess, not my real square job, mm-hmm. but it just like numbs me to it.
What's your introduction to sex?
What was my introduction?
Correct.
Like complete introduction?
Yes.
Like first time ever?
Yes.
I was way underage, like way too young. I didn't know about sex, didn't know like anything.
How old were you?
I was under 4. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Court papers.
Whoa. And how did, who?
I'd rather not say who, but yeah.
Okay. Are you okay to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just like kind of teary-eyed, but it's okay.
All right. And this was somebody that was abusing your entire family, or was it just you?
As I know of, it was just me and one other person in my family.
And who told on them?
I did.
How long was this going on for?
I'm not sure, but I've lived in the house since birth.
Wow.
Yeah.
From what you remember, what do you remember?
Him, so he used to sleep in a closet. It was like a huge walk-in closet in the bedroom that I used to sleep in. And he would come out the closet. If the light went off, I knew that it was going to happen.
And it's happened up until what age?
Probably, okay, so because I couldn't remember, like, how did I say? Everything was like yesterday to me. So when we went to courts and I was like, they were like, oh, when did it happen? I'm like, yesterday. They were like, it couldn't have happened yesterday because that person was not around. They were in jail or they were someplace else. So we know that it didn't happen yesterday. When did it happen? So nothing could be done because I couldn't give a specific time, even though, and there was disputes about who did it. Even though I was saying who did it, there was someone else saying, no, it wasn't that person. It was this person. And of course, they're going to believe the adult over the child. So I had to go see a doctor, and the doctor was like, it really happened, but they didn't remove the person from the household. So I still had to go back to the house with this person there.
And it would continue to happen.
Yeah, I think my family lied about that person staying at the house, but I'm pretty sure that they probably lied about him staying at the house.
So he's not in jail?
Is he in jail right now? I think he's in jail for something else, but...
Not for...
No.
How do you think that has impacted you?
Don't want to say it made me a stronger person. I hate when people say that. They're like, oh, it made me a stronger person. It's like, no, it didn't. It like broke me. Mm. It did. But I overcame it. Mm. It like makes me sad sometimes, but like I overcame it, but it did not make me a stronger person.
Wow. Wow. Is there a connection with how you were abused to...
Body power now?
Like, even at my job, I'm not the boss, but if you came there, you'd be like, oh, she's definitely the boss.
I would have never guessed that happened to you. You know what I mean? Like, I know you say it didn't make you stronger, and I'm not suggesting that it did. It's just not something that you just, you are such a bright.
Oh, thank you.
You know, personality and just, you seem very sure of yourself and, mm-hmm. you know, you're not...
Took a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you're definitely, you know, you're walking in... You could feel your energy, you know, when you walk into the room, when you speak, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could feel that. So, you know, that's... I don't know, you know, you seem very, this is very, like a strong person, right? Like you would trust you.
I am a strong person, but yeah. That's not something that made me strong. Other things, other experiences made me strong.
Right. What does your ideal relationship look like?
Obviously a black man. I don't know if I would ever live with a guy. That's like a big fear, is to live with someone. Mm-hmm. We would probably have our own places. They could be next door to each other. We could be across the street from each other, but living in the same household would be crazy to me.
It's wild. My fiance says, you know, sometimes she's just like, it probably wouldn't be bad to get like two beds. And I'm like, what?
Or a separate bedroom. They say they say relationships last longer when the couples have separate bedrooms or separate spaces.
Like, no, come here. Like,
cuddling is cool. Like, yeah, come over and cuddle. But like
she gets hot, so she's
go back over to your house. You need to get the cooling blanket. Weighted blanket's supposed to be cooling in the bed. Mm-hmm. Then she won't get hot.
I'll look into that. I'm looking into that. Yeah, you might, you know, save things at home. Nah, nothing's going on at home. So you don't. It's certainly not a traditional idea of a relationship.
No. Not at all. But I believe in gender roles, and this is going to blow some people's minds. I think that men should definitely be the leader.
I do too.
I think that men should take control. And if you don't know how to lead and I have to, I will never respect you. I could never respect you. I'll look at you like a bitch.
I see so many connections here. I'm just, but go ahead.
I can't respect a guy that like doesn't take the lead.
Yeah.
And then like, but then there's some guys where you could tell like they're they're forcing themselves to take the lead, and I can't respect them either. Some people do it naturally, and then some people who walk around like, I'm an alpha male, I'm an alpha male. I don't believe you. Like,
yeah, you know,
I'm going to show you how you're a bitch, and I'm going to make you my bitch.
Someone's going to show you, and then that guy is going to move in. He's going to make you sleep in the same bed. Do you not feel protected with a man being in the house?
Oh, no, I do. But, like, I've been alone on my own for like 11 years, and I've been single, like single, no actual relationships, but like this type of stuff, BDSM stuff. And cuckolding just started, I would say, in like January of this year for me.
This is new.
Kind of, sort of.
And you know, every term, you've already made so much money.
Not from cuckolding, from like the BDSM stuff, I made a lot of money. But cuckolding was like a new thing. I opened myself up to dating last October, like dating seriously. And then someone messaged me on Tinder and was like, have you thought about cuckolding? And I was like, everything I thought cuckolding was is not what it is. I thought of the pornos with, like you said, the having sex in the same room. And I was like, I'm not going to have sex with someone watching me. I take that back. I do like a mirror while I'm having sex. I like watching me, but I don't want someone else watching me. So then I was like, I'm not really attracted to this guy, but I'll hang out with him. And I was like, I could do cuckolding.
Wow.
Once he talked to me about it, and I was like, oh, I could do that.
It's easy.
So easy. I just have to be myself. I'm mean. I'm bossy. I'm really, really bossy, and a lot of guys like that.
What BDSM stuff do you do?
I pegged someone before.
Jesus Christ.
Beating someone. Whip. Nipple clamps. What else? I've given a golden shower. Guys like to be like, they're like spit on in their face, kicking. Yeah.
And this is all through this website?
Not only through the website, but mostly.
People go on this website, they find what you're into, and then they hit you up. And y'all get it popping?
No.
Okay, how does it go?
So how was I able to peg someone before?
Okay, let's start there.
How did I peg someone before? It was a guy that I was dating, and I used to make jokes about putting my finger in his butt. He was locked up for a while, and I stopped talking to him because it's a whole long story. I thought we were gonna have sex one day. He said, roll over on your stomach because I like eating ass more than I like eating pussy. My first thing was, he's gay. What man likes eating ass more than like they like eating pussy? He's like, I don't know how to eat pussy. And I'm like, you're way older than me. How do you not know how to eat pussy? And he was locked up for 13 years. Then like I found out that he was locked up for 13 years. And I was like, oh yeah, you definitely was sucking dick and eating ass while you were locked up.
Jesus Christ.
We could talk about that another time. He kidnapped a girl. He's called the Beast of Brooklyn. He kidnapped a girl and held her hostage because I broke up with him. He's like doing life in prison now. But
what?
Who? His name is Anthony. If you look up Beast of Brooklyn, Anthony Matthews, he'll pop up. He held a girl hostage out here.
And this was a guy you pegged?
Yeah. So how it happened was we never had sex. We were together all the time. Our first date, he bought me jewelry, and I was shocked. I thought he's gonna try to have sex with me when he dropped me off at home. He didn't park the car. He pulled up in front of a dumpster, and he's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. Months go by, I'm finally thinking we're going to have sex. And he says, like, roll over on your stomach because I like to eat ass. I don't know how to eat pussy. And then he told me I would have to teach him. All this shit happened. So I stopped talking to him for a while. He popped up at my job and asked me why I disappeared. And I was like, honestly, I think you might be gay and I'm not your type, because he didn't get hard while eating my butt. We didn't have sex. He did that. And I was like, listen, I need my vagina ate. I told him how to do it and he went home. And then I was like, yeah, I couldn't talk to him for a while. He popped up at my job. He insisted that he was not gay and was like, please, like, let's continue to talk. Give me a chance. So I was like, fine, no problem. We still didn't have sex. I used to make jokes about him liking fingers in his butt and all this other stuff. He had a foot fetish, and I was like, this man is gay. He was sucking on toes in prison. So please, like, he got locked up when he was 17 for attempted murder. And I was like, yeah, he's gay. One day, were hanging out at his house, he used to jerk off a lot. That was like, he would watch feet porn and it had to have black toes. I would never polish my toenails black. And so that's what turned him on. I was like, he's getting turned on by like black toes and stockings. And I was like, most guys that I know with foot fetishes suck dick. Like crazy foot fetishes the way that he has it. They
oh, so also, you know me, guys like feet?
not the way that he liked it.
Okay.
So he says to me as he's like laying in bed jerking off, he's like, you could do that thing that you always want to do. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, and he's like, what you always ask me to do. And I was so confused. I was like eat my pussy, because the only thing you want to do is eat my ass. And he's like, no, that thing that you want to do. And he's like, what? He said, put your finger in my ass. And I'm thinking he's joking. So I say, I need a condom. He reaches over and hands me a condom. And I am an evil, spiteful bitch. This man has told people that I was bothering him, I was stalking him, and he would show up at my job when I would try to stop talking to him. He was like, she's sweating me, she won't leave me alone. Made everyone in my town think that I'm on his dick. And I was like, he is new to the town and everybody knows me. Y'all believe that weird ass shit? And he's also had girls, like I got into fights with girls. I put my finger up his ass. Because if he goes and tells people, like once I'm done with him, if he goes and tells people like, oh, starts talking shit about me, like, dude, I put my finger up your ass. Like, and he came from it. So I didn't just do it one time. I did it twice. We were in an argument over the phone and he was like, I love you. I let you do that thing that you like. And I was like, I didn't even know I like it. And I don't like it. And
he's like, you like it.
He was like, you did it four times. And I was like, oh, wrong girl. Cause I only did it twice. So who else did it the other times? Cause, and he was like, no, I know you did
you
it
were
four times.
You were in a relationship with this guy?
I was dating this guy. Yeah. We were together.
And he's doing life for kidnap?
Yes. So
and murder.
So the attempted murder happened when he was younger, but he kidnapped this young lady. I actually fought the girl because of him. He kidnapped her. This was before he kidnapped her. So we fought. He left her in my complex, and then I broke up with him because of all the drama. That she was the second girl that I fought because of him, and so I was like, I can't do that. That's not even like me. So I'm lying. I was like, I can't talk to him. Like, he's fucking these weird bitches. Like, if he was fucking bitches of substance or, like, that was remotely attractive, just, like, bitches that were doing better than me, I'd be like, oh, I respect it. But you were fucking bitches that, like, didn't have shit going for themselves.
Right.
Nothing. So, yeah, the girl. I broke up with him after I fought the girl. He ended up kidnapping the girl and held her hostage for a month and, like, almost killed her. And yeah, she wrote me on Facebook after she got out of the hospital, because she was in the hospital for like months. And when she got out of the hospital, she wrote me and she was like, she has no ill feelings towards me. She's like, but you're the reason why I was let go. She promised him that if he let her go, she would help him get me down to the house and get me back. Yeah.
This interview is going so many different places.
Oh, and she pegged him. I didn't peg him. She pegged him.
What kind of porn do you watch?
I think every girl watches gay porn.
What?
Yeah.
Like man on man?
I think every girl probably watches gay porn. We'll scroll through. I'm not going to show you what's in my favorites, but...
What is in your favorites? What...
That's not like something that's like majorly in my favorites, but gay porn is definitely.
I think I'm gonna start asking people this question.
What porn they watch?
Yeah,
you'll be shocked at how many women say gay porn.
I've never heard a woman say that.
Women watch gay porn, and jerk off porn, like with the girl sitting behind the guy, or it's called milking.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
fire. Yeah, I just learned about that shit.
That's mostly in my favorites.
Or they'll use like the fleshlight and go crazy. I think I'm gonna start asking people that. You learn so much about people by the porn they watch. Mm-hmm. I think you're in a better relationship than, I think you're in a better position to be in a relationship than most people.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, why is that?
I think you know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And what you want. And most people don't. Most people ignore who they really are and what they really want.
Because people don't take the time off to like work on themselves and learn themselves. I've been single for 11 years and just working on myself and becoming a better person and enjoying myself.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Dowse. Let's get it.